FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone. This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
A man's died in hospital after being hit by a car in Medway. The 24-year-old was knocked down on the Ratcliffe Highway in Hoo early yesterday morning. Police now want to hear from anyone who saw him in the moments leading up to the collision.
KMFM News.
A 24-year-old woman from Kent's been arrested by police investigating the death of an antiques dealer. She's being questioned on suspicion of assisting an offender after the body of 50-year-old Robin Mercer was found in Surrey back in March. She's one of six people arrested as part of the investigation. A man's being questioned by police after a British woman was stabbed to death at a holiday resort in Lapland. Anna's got more for KMFM this lunchtime.
Finnish police say officers spent several hours searching for the suspect in extremely cold conditions before he was found. The 36-year-old man is being held after the woman was discovered near the border with Sweden on Saturday. She'd been working for a tour company called Santa Safari, which says it's working closely with the police to support the investigation. Officers aren't looking for anyone else.
Judges at the Supreme Court have started hearing the government's appeal against giving MPs a vote on Brexit. Ministers are challenging a High Court decision that the Prime Minister can only trigger Article 50 with Parliament's approval. Theresa May thinks that will give some politicians the chance to delay the process. It's being suggested that teaching children British values of tolerance and respect could help tackle social divisions. A government report says it would help keep communities together as the country grows more diverse. Some people living in Greater Manchester say some areas are now virtually segregated. This local travel agent says some people prefer it that way, though.
They've got a choice of where they want to live.
And they want to live in segregated communities?
Yeah, they want to live in segregated communities.
Why is that?
To be honest with you, it's a lot of people around here feel safer together.
Investigators are trying to work out what started a fire at a flat in Dartford. A woman had to be taken to hospital after breathing in smoke from the blaze in Dunlop Close yesterday morning. A smart card designed to cut queues at train stations is being rolled out across Kent today. Initially, it's going to replace traditional paper season tickets, but could eventually be rolled out to all passengers using Southeastern. The key has cost £5.5 million. Anthony Smith is from Transport Focus.
It's simple, I think, to have that a simple piece of plastic which has got your ticket or tickets stored on it. It means that you can have an account online so you can see what you've bought, you can see what you've used.
A piece of rope that's needed to fix Dreamland Scenic Railway is due to arrive at the site today. The ride's been out of action since July because it needs to be installed by specialist engineers. Bosses at the Margate Amusement Park say it's going to undergo extensive testing before reopening to the public. And history's been made in Kent this lunchtime as a woman's become the first person to cross the channel using a parachute strapped to a motor. Sasha Dench is coming to the end of a 7,000-kilometre journey which started in Russia around 3 months ago. She's been following the migration route of a breed of swan which she says are in great danger.
The Buick swan is an incredible swan that turns up every year in the UK in about October. But over the last 20 years, we've seen the numbers of Buick swans declining. We've lost about half of them, and that's a serious decline.
She passed over the White Cliffs of Dover a short time ago.
KMFM Showbiz.
Now, Gogglebox star Scarlett Moffat's been crowned Queen of the Jungle after winning this year's I'm a Celeb. With more on that and the rest of this lunchtime's entertainment news, here's Joe.
Well, the 26-year-old was left stunned after beating comedian Joel Dommett in last night's final. She could now be on course to earn over £1 million through advertising contracts, book deals and a TV series. Sticking with reality TV, and Emily Middlemiss has been voted off the X Factor, leaving Matt Terry, Sarah Auto and Five After Midnight in the final. Meanwhile, Judge Rinder was eliminated from Strictly. He says it was a joy to take part. And Gravesend's Gemma Arterton was among the celebrities on the red carpet at last night's British Independent Film Awards. American Honey was named Best Film, whilst Best Actor went to Dave Johns for his role in Ken Loach's I, Daniel Blake. Gemma, explain what it is she likes about the Biffers.
I'm a massive supporter of British independent film, so it's always, and I love this one because it's all your mates, all the people, and like really nice people, not pretentious people. Like generally, it's like a fun night, and you can drink at dinner. It's great.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Ice hockey, and it was a good weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos with two wins in the league. They beat Milton Keynes Thunder 6-4 last night. That followed a 5-3 victory against Streatham at the ice rink in Gillingham on Saturday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.